Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, it's National Radio Day, plus how Josh prevents a fight. And Donnie Baker calls in right after this comedy gem.
I can't see what kind of phone you have. You have a high-end, what is that over
there? Oh, I'm iPhone all day. iPhone guy.
Okay, there you go. Me too. I like the iPhone.
We used to run things until Samsung until they got the big phones, and then they got so cocky. Look at me and my 98-inch Samsung Galaxy HD TV. Crossing streets, getting hit by cars because I can't see nothing. It's like, take it easy, Samsung. We get it. You still got software with holes all in the back door of it. The FBI isn't challenging Samsung because it's wide open. It's like, oh, we don't care. Anybody can walk in there and see what's on your phone. 9-year-old hackers can look at your 98-inch HD TV cell phone.
Hey, look. Channel 17 has his ATM code number.
Their phone dies. You got to call AAA. Right, come jump it. My phone died. Can you come jump me? And for those of you Samsung people, stop wearing your phones on your hip. We get it. You're proud of your cell phone. Come on, who wants to come to my hip and watch a Super Bowl this weekend? I got chicken wings in my back pocket. Help yourself.
It's a big phone. It's large. The phone is large.
It's really big.
Yikes.
It's a huge
I use it as a tray at the cafeteria. It's a big phone.
A buddy of mine knocked himself out. He was texting his honest Android in bed. Dropped it on his skull. Was out for 2 days. They actually started giving out helmets with the new ones.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy National Radio Day.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Really?
Yes, well, it's National Radio Day.
I have no idea.
Celebrates a great invention in communications medium. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is, isn't this standard radio, though? You know. Hey, who are the hits, those guys? Isn't that what they're
celebrating National Radio Day is easy listening. Simply tune into your favorite radio station. You could also give your local radio personalities a little something-something.
An expensive gift, yes.
Nothing says thank you like dollars. Am
That's
I right?
Right.
Or 4 dozen donuts, either way.
And I don't know how these go hand in hand, but it's also National Mosquito Day. So.
Well, radio guys and mosquitoes are both pests, I think.
In many cases, I certainly would agree.
I think you'll find
I was that. Just wondering, no, back to the first pitch, I think that'd be something next for you, Josh.
Maybe I don't know that I would fare too well. I don't throw very well. I can get it to the. I bet I would get the ball in the catcher's mitt, but I apparently look silly when I throw.
How would you know that?
People have teased me my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, do you throw like a girl, or do you throw like?
There's some women who throw very well.
Look like a spasm?
No, I guess my arm, like it really. It's like I don't know.
Huh?
Kind of a jazz hands.
I don't know what it looks like. I've never seen myself throw.
Well,
I've just been
because you worked. For
I'm accurate.
You worked for Rawlings. I would think.
Yes.
Wasn't that part of the job interview? You throw me a stapler. Let me see how you look. And the guy goes, "I'm sorry, sir, but that's just not gonna cut
no.
it with our
no, it
clients.
Won't. But we would play catch, and
well,
it would be. Man, one time my friends and I almost got into a huge brawl in Atlanta with some Braves fans because of the way I threw.
What, were you throwing the baseball in the parking lot?
Yeah, we went down for a Cardinals-Braves playoff game.
Right.
Cardinals won. My buddies and I were celebrating as we were waiting for all the traffic to go. We were playing catch, and then these guys pulled up and they're like, give the ball to him. Let him throw it. And I was like, why? They're like, you throw weird. And then they got out of their cars, and we all almost started. My favorite thing to do in a near fight,
yeah,
is to.
I love near fights.
My buddies were ready to fight, and so were they. But I like to go, guys, no, these guys aren't going to fight us. They know better. And I put my arm around one of the guys. And go, this guy knows better. He's not going to get involved with us. And like, I'm that dude that makes everybody's blood boil.
Uh-huh.
But somehow, at the same time, diffuses the fight.
Has it ever not worked?
No, but I haven't done it since I was in my 20s. Because you're right, Christy. At some point, that's not going to work.
When he just,
I don't know how we're gonna get through the day without seeing him throw a baseball.
Mm. We can do that.
Yeah, I mean,
although I don't know if you guys know this or not, I don't think I could throw because my shoulders.
You know, bad shoulder.
A little bad.
A little put it off till
a little problem.
Neither can Tom.
Should I go rehab this and then?
Yeah, I see.
But I am accurate.
You're very accurate.
Yeah, but it just looks weird.
Well, the trick is, if you have to do one of these celebrity first pitch things, like this nun who did so well in Chicago.
Yeah.
The key is, when you first get up there, shake off the signal from the catcher, like you know what you're doing. Nope, that's not going to happen. Now you have the back of the day done it.
I did. Bob, I was very surprised. I did. I did very well, actually. I was. And Christy did too, but the key is to step off the mound.
Right, in front of the mound.
Don't get on top of the mound, they tell you that.
Yeah.
Even though you'll try to get on top of the mound.
Yeah, it's too far.
I was just happy to make it there to the pitcher or to the catcher.
In air, too?
Don't throw. Yeah.
Nice.
Did all right.
Yeah, good.
It's okay.
Now, we have another story in the world of baseball, you said?
How about golf?
Okay.
A Massachusetts man bit off another man's finger while fighting on a golf course.
What?
Oh, my.
According to WCVB,
the hug didn't work in that case,
TV,
Josh.
Where news comes first.
Yeah.
Unnamed 47-year-old was arrested Friday and charged with mayhem instead of mischief following the incident at the Southers Marsh Golf Club in Plymouth. The victim's thumb bitten off.
Thumb!
To his knuckle.
Oh.
Wow.
He was transported to local hospital.
That is rough.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a golf course. It's rough.
Yes.
Oh. Rough.
Speaking of first pitch.
So now he's missing
first pitch,
one.
Wait a second. He got that one right by you.
So now he's missing one of his fingers?
So when he yells.
So on one of his own. Yeah, we've got the same punchline, two different routes.
So, go ahead, Josh.
So he's missing one of his fingers.
You know how many fingers he has left on that one hand there, Chick?
Four.
Yeah.
And when people yell that, of course, he thinks they're mad. Hey! They're mocking him.
Shut up,
jackass.
Can't play golf without a thumb.
Man, that's tough. Man.
Well, he could.
Wow, he probably can't get his phone to go. He's got to type in the code every time.
Yes.
See the thumbprint.
Sure, I got
well,
that.
Well, it takes more than one thumb finger, though, print. It takes more than one fingerprint.
Yeah, you can redo it.
Oh, you do your thumb and your index and your thumb and your index.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, well, nice. Okay. Yeah.
No, that joke still holds, Tom. Don't worry about that.
A lot more people would watch golf if there was a cannibal on every course. Oh, my God.
You never know when he's going to pop out of the woods.
Right.
How hard would you have to bite a thumb to
exactly.
It joke.
Jeez.
Bite through the bone.
Yeah,
that guy should be put on death row.
That's rough.
That's, yeah.
You suppose that they found the tip of the thumb that he bit off?
You know he bit it off, went... spit it out onto the course. You know he did. Now that is a fight stopper.
Yeah.
Somebody bites off now. Come on. You guys don't want to fight. Chomp.
Told you.
Ugh.
Icky. A 57-year-old woman is accused of mooning people in the stands at a Virginia high school softball game.
High school.
According to the Roanoke Times. All the news that's fit to print. Debbie McCulley was charged with indecent exposure after baring her right butt cheek.
How do you just do the one? That's interesting.
Know. Well, you could just, depending on what she was wearing.
At Glenvar High School. Her husband coaches the junior varsity team. Thanks, hon. McCulley said she thought the other coach was going to attack her husband. She's trying to stop a fight.
Yeah, anything to defuse the situation.
So she was trying to refocus the crowd's attention.
I don't buy this.
Well, what else would she do it for?
What? You're implying there's something incredibly obvious about this situation that we're missing?
Yeah, like she's mad that they lost or something. I don't know. What's the...
Did they win the game?
Refocusing the crowd's attention? Come on.
Got no idea.
That's I'm just saying I don't buy it.
Prosecutor Eric Branscum. Honest Eric Branscum. Said McCulley will likely have the charge dismissed or receive a suspended sentence. Well, yeah, that's pretty much either way it could go.
Yes, yes.
Why?
I say.
Why didn't the whole butt? Why just the right butt cheek? Is that her favorite?
Because I bet she had on shorts and she just pulled it up on the one side.
Or maybe she had a zit on the left butt cheek and
didn't
want to show
it. That's not how you moon somebody. Josh, you've mooned people. How do you moon
people?
You do
it just like this.
That's right.
Get up.
Just go. Yep, go.
No.
Oh. No.
He was actually terrified you were going to moon us.
I can't moon. I've been told I moon people weird. I almost got into a fight in Atlanta over it.
You have kind of a flat foot.
Anything?
By the way, her husband's team did lose the game.
Ah.
We have Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom sports area. We have designated the desk the John Deere sports desk.
Yes.
So I'm not at the desk. I'm at the area.
No. Well, you are in the general vicinity of the sports desk. Now, why don't you
do you have an update? A sports update?
Let's mix the metaphor. Saddle up to the sports desk.
Well, you wouldn't saddle up.
That's why I said.
You'd drive up in the John Deere tractor.
Oh, there
right?
you go. Okay, very good.
History made last night in Brooklyn.
Could we get you to do sports one day from inside the cab of a John Deere?
I'd like to see you try and stop
fun.
Me.
Oh, what a great idea.
And, Chick, I'm confused about what's going on here. I didn't hear a sports update jingle.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if that's indeed what's happening.
Extra.
Oh, we have an extra. I see a sports extra. All right. Good to know.
History
by the way, just for those of you that the break the fourth wall, that's the kind of thing I usually do to annoy Chick. Josh did it, and Chick flipped him off.
Yes.
Grow up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're saying that?
Yes,
what are you going to do if I grow up?
Well, good point. Stay immature. That's my favorite thing.
History is made Sunday night in Brooklyn. Just a mere 7 months into her professional wrestling career, Ronda Rousey can now officially call herself a champion in the WWE. Well, how about that? In the co-main event of SummerSlam, Rousey defeated Alexa Bliss, her real name, via submission to emerge victorious.
If you say Alexa Bliss, does your little Alexa machine start?
Alexa?
Alexa.
Bliss me.
Suddenly turn on porn.
I don't understand what that means. As the new Raw Women's Champion, it became the first woman in history to hold titles in both UFC and WWE. The match itself was Rousey simply toying with Bliss like a cat toy, taunting her consistently as the champion did everything she could to stall the inevitable. No denying the end of the match. Rousey decided when it was time to end, it become champion in WWE, just grabbed her arm and forced her to submit to the roar of the crowd.
So she's going from a real sport to a fake one.
After the championship victory.
Didn't she get her ass handed to her in her last?
Oh, she got
a real sport.
Got her
sports
ass
outing.
Beat.
Yeah. You know, you're bound to get beat when you fight a lot of these skilled athletes.
Rousey celebrated with the Bella twins, her husband Travis Brown with an E, and Natalia, who surprised everyone by appearing prior to the bout just 2 days after the funeral of her father, Jim the Anvil.
That's right. Yeah, that was Anvil's daughter.
Yeah. Natalia.
Oh.
But I bet she needed that and wanted to go and sort of honor her dad by being
sure.
There. Yeah.
What's that mean? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Chick, this is why you're going to win Sportscaster of the Year again.
Thank you, Donnie.
You cover the best sports and you do it right. You know, did you guys see my girl last night?
No, I didn't catch it.
Who's your girl?
Ronda. Come on.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey, Tom.
Oh.
Or she likes me to refer to as Ronda Rousey. Man, she ain't been in the WWE for a whole year. She's already the world champion.
Well.
You ever started something new and 8 months later you're the world champion of it? Sorry, Tom, there ain't a dick Olympics, okay?
Oh.
But the fact remains, Ronda hopped on out from the octagon into the ring, didn't miss a beat.
Yep.
I'm so hopped up on Red Bull and Boston baked beans right now, man. You guys do like I do. You want a Red Bull or Mountain Dew over the rocks, rather than pour it over ice. I put it over an anthill of Boston baked beans, cover the top, give it a decent mix of chug and chew. Sounds like a rattlesnake going down. Hey, Ace, I hope you tape SummerSlam like I asked, because I want to watch that match over and over and over.
Tape it, Ace?
I did not.
Oh.
Well, you know how Chick does the Redskins. Get it on Betamax. You got to have
Betamax.
TiVo. Because you know my VCR only takes beta.
Mm.
Oh, really?
If you TiVo'd it, then tape it. I'm having Scotty Winkler bring his plasma over, and I'm rolling our big screen back indoors so I can watch a pitcher in pitcher this weekend.
Donnie, you sound a little hyper.
Well, I'll say like this, Tom, a lot of people gave up on her, you know? And she got robbed in the UFC, but not, you know. Hey, I've stood in behind her through all of this. And I'll say it like this, when you stand behind her, the view's pretty damn great.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. Yeah, I mean, I'd take off work because I'm hopped up on a bunch of things.
You are hopped
it sure
up,
does
right.
seem like it.
Last night, though, man, she made me proud last night.
Uh-huh.
Rhonda, the way she manhandled Alexa Bliss in the ring, I'm still twitching. 6 hours later, I'm working down from a full-body boner. It only happens once in a while, and she calls it. It's a rare condition. It's called pig mortis.
Oh, really?
But her match last time, and she's so hot. When she was choking Alexa and carrying her around the ring on her back, then slamming her to the ground, but she was, like, gentle with it. You know, both their hot bodies looked like they'd been gently sprayed with WD-40, uh-huh. You know, like caged heat. Man, then Rhonda's perfect abs. I'd like for her to put me in one of them leg locks, and I'll go head first.
Uh-huh.
She can finish me off with a naked rear choke.
All right.
Sorry, I got to go take care of something.
Yes, you do.
Naked rear choke.
I had something that just popped up again, if you know what I mean.
We figured it out.
Right. Yeah, you
Red got Bull himself worked
up. He is up there.
Yeah.
Man,
well,
he's been up all night apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, had to call into work.
Yeah,
I'll say, well, very good.
Keeps getting weirder.
Okay, so Rhonda's no longer in the legit
no.
world of sports. Okay,
no, it's the entertainment
she retired.
Business.
I remember when she retired from the MMA, she got beat badly. Mm. Oof.
Remember that? Greg Hahn made the famous call.
Yeah,
I like Rhonda. I think she's fun in movies.
Wasn't there a porno movie? Rhonda Arouse Me, wasn't that the, am I?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let me look that up. While
I got you.
On. Christy, what do you got over there?
An American man was arrested after urinating on another passenger on a flight to Japan recently.
My gosh.
According to police, the 24-year-old reportedly peed on a 50-year-old Japanese man two rows behind him on an Al Nippon Airways
wait.
Flight from Chicago to Narita.
Two rows behind
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really that far, though.
Yeah.
No, but I mean it.
I don't know if he shot over two rows or if he walked around and.
Oh, I see. I was thinking. I was like, how'd you like to be the person underneath the?
I think he probably
arc.
Walked. He probably walked.
That'd be a bummer. Like, oh!
You actually think he stood up and arced it two rows?
That's what I was picturing.
Or you think he was sitting there and it went over his head two rows back?
Oh, now that's a feat.
That is
that
not,
what you
that
think?
That could not be what happened.
That's exactly what you thought.
That's not what happened.
That can't.
Either way, who pees on their fellow passengers?
This guy does.
What'd he do?
This is an American guy?
The unnamed 24-year-old reportedly drank four glasses of champagne and one cup of sake.
No.
He told police he did not remember
that.
The incident.
Man, sake will kick your ass.
Oh, yeah, it will.
He said he doesn't remember it?
No.
I say if he peed on a guy two rows behind him, you give him an extra 2 points for degree of difficulty.
Sure.
That's tough. Just stand in the seat and have the guy in back. Yeah, hey, can you move your head, sir? I got to.
Man, how do you pee on a guy like
that? He wasn't standing in the seat. What?
Was he?
You're
are
still
you
not
sure?
Listening.
I'm trying to figure out how he did it.
I want to look this up.
How do you do? There are times I can't pee when a guy's standing next to me, let alone I don't know what I would do if I was
I
trying to pee on a guy.
I can't pee if the guy's hogging the whole armrest.
True or false? On a crowded bathroom, you go up. It's your turn at the urinal.
Yeah.
You ever fake it?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that's a...
Because you can't, and then leave,
you
and you come back when it's
it?
Less than when it's less crowded.
Yes, yeah, for whatever reason, you get the shyness.
With pressure, 9,000 people behind you.
Don't you have a technique in your head?
I do try to go to other... Yeah, I do.
I have a mental thing that I do.
What is that?
You ever been to Niagara Falls?
Oh, my God.
So I think about standing in that balcony at Niagara Falls, watching all that water. It works,
yeah.
It works every time. Yeah.
You know, maybe Tom's right. Maybe he did just stand on the seat. There are no details, so I don't know.
My technique is I just vigorously punch myself in the bladder and scream. Can you imagine?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.